இந்த நிகழ்ச்சி வழங்குவது உங்க லோக்கல் அண்ட் தமிழ் அசோசியேஷன்.
जुलाईची 31 तारीख सुसेगाद दंपार ऐकोप्यांक मजो माय मोगाचो योकार हांव तुमचो इश्ट फ्रँकी फेर्नांडीस मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलियासून तुमकां ह्यो गोंयच्यो खबरो पावयता. गोंयांत 3 दिसांचे विधानसभेचे अधिवेशन ह्या सोमारांत जाले. ह्या अधिवेशनांत गोंयचे राज्याचे बजट 2021-2022, गोवा मायनींग कॉर्पोरेशन बील आनी दुसरी बिलां विधानसभेच्या मुखार दवरली. विरोधी काँग्रेस, एमजीपी आनी गोवा फॉरवर्ड हाचे आमदारांनी हे विधानसभेचे अधिवेशन 15 वा 10 दिसांक करपाक मागलेले, पूण सरकारान हे मान्य करूं ना. ह्या 3 दिसांच्या अधिवेशनान जायती भासाभास जाली आनी विरोधी पार्टीन सरकाराक जायते विशयावर धुवन काडले. गेल्ल्या सोमारांत गोंयचो आनी दिल्लीचो वीज खात्याचो मंत्र्या मदें गोंयकारांक वीज फुकट दिवपाचे बाबतींत पणजे हांगा एक भासाभास जाली. दिल्लीचो वीज खात्याचो मंत्री आपलो दिल्लीचो सरकार कशे तरेन लोकांक फुकट वीज दिता ते गोंयच्या मंत्र्यांक मुखार दवरले, पूण गोंयचो वीज खात्याचो मंत्री हाणें सांगले की गोंयच्या लोकांक फुकट वीज दिवपाक कशे तरी शकना म्हण. येता ते इलिसांवान हो विशय वाडपाची शक्यताय आसा. फाटल्या दिसांनी गोंयांत भरपूर पावस पडलो. दारबांदोरा हांगा एकलो मेलो, हजारांनी घरां बुडली, जायत्या लोकांक आपल्या घरांतल्यान भायर काडून सुरक्षा जाग्यान दवरपाक पडले. शेतां नश्ट जालीं आनी लोकांच्या गायो, दुकर आनी कोंब्यो ह्या भरपूर पावसान मरून गेल्यो. जायत्यो फामिली अजून पर्यंत म्हायती ना केन्ना तांकां तांच्या घरांत परत वचपाक मेळटले काय म्हूण. कोस्ट गार्ड हांणी गोंयच्या सरकाराक आपलो आदार दिलो लोकांक सालवार करपाक. उसगांव हांगा सेंट जोझफ इगर्जीन हांगा भरपूर पावसा कारणान जायतें लुकसाण जालें. चडशें लुकसाण जालें तें उत्तर गोंयांत. गोंयच्या सरकारान त्रासान सांपडलेल्यांक 15 दिसां भितर कॉम्पन्सेशन दितलो म्हूण आश्वासन दिलां. गोवन ओवरसीज असोसिएशन ऑफ विक्टोरिया हाणें त्रासान सांपडलेल्या गोंयकारांक मदत बी दिल्या. पूण आम आदमी पार्टीचो शुभम शिरवयकर सांगता ते प्रमाणे सरकारी अधिकारी आज पर्यंत सगळ्या लोकांच्या आदाराक अजून पर्यंत मदत करपाक पावना म्हूण.
आमी प्रयत्न केलो लोकांचे जर घरान वचून तांकां रेशन कीट दिवपाक आनी जाता तितलो प्रयत्न करपाक वेगळ्या वेगळ्या पार्टींनी येवन हेल्प केलो आसा. पूण अजून पर्यंत गव्हर्मेंटाची जी बॉडी आसा, गव्हर्मेंटल बॉडी हे प्रॉपरली एक्ट करपाक लागलेले ना. त्या कारणा खातीर लोक मातशे खूब डिप्रेस जाल्ले आसा, लोकांक खूब प्रॉब्लम जाल्लो आसा. आमकां खूब दूख दिसता की गव्हर्मेंट खंय तरी फाटी पडला, गव्हर्मेंटल मशिनरीज आनी बॉडी सगळ्यो फाटी पडलेल्यो आसा हे काम करपा खातीर. सो हांव गव्हर्मेंटा कडेन आतां मागता की बेगीनच्या बेगीन जाता इतले बेगीन कॉम्पेन्सेशन आसा ते रिलीज करचे, रिलीफ फंड रिलीज करचो, लोकांक बेगीनच्या बेगीन तांच्या पांयाचे उबो रावपा खातीर हेल्प करचे, तांचे घरदार उबो करपा खातीर ते हेल्प करचे.
देव बरें करूं शुभम, तुवें आमकां तुजो वेळ दिलो म्हूण. भारताचो प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी हाणें गेल्ल्या सोमारांत आपले मन की बात हे कार्यावळीन गोंयच्या लोकांचो दिनवास दिलो. भारत सरकारांनी जॉर्जिया देशाच्या राणी सेंट कॅटेवीन ह्या सांताचो हाडाचो रेलिकाचो जॉर्जिया देशांत सरकाराक ह्या म्हयन्यांत भेटयलो. राणी सेंट कॅटेवीन हाचो हाडाचो रेलिक सेंट ऑगस्टीन हाच्या मोडून पावलेल्या इगर्जीच्या मदें आर्कियोलॉजिकल सर्वे ऑफ इंडिया हाच्या अधिकाऱ्यांक कांय वर्सां फाटीं मेळ्ळे. ह्या सांताचो हाडां ऑगस्टीन फ्रायस हाणें इराण देशांतसून गोंयांत 1627 वर्सां हाडली. ईएसआय हाचो सुप्रिटेंडींग आर्कियोलॉजिस्ट निजामुद्दीन ताहीर जाणें ही हाडां सोदून काडले आमकां सांगता.
एक्चुअली वी वर नॉट लुकिंग फॉर द रिमेन्स एंड इट सो हॅपन्ड दॅट वी फाउंड द रिमेन्स एंड देन वी डिड रेफरन्स and ultimately proved that it belongs to the Queen of Georgia. Previous to me, there were around 4 teams who were working from 1989 onwards, searching for the remains. Well, if you ask me, searching for the remains, out of context, is just like searching for a treasure. Our team was not searching for any treasure. We found the remains, And then we did the reference and proved the provenance of the coin. It was painstaking, it was long drawn out, and it was not easy because archaeology is a teamwork. We all work together. And each and every artifact that is there, it is recorded. It took 7 years in the laboratory and then so many years in the field, maybe 16 years in the field, to prove the fact. It is a story which has come a long way. Now it is basically international relationship. The people of Georgia are very happy we got it. Our Prime Minister has presented or gifted a part of the relics to them. And it has bridged the two countries together through archaeology.
Thank you, Nizamuddin Tahir. Deobare koron tuza veil dilomun. Thank you for your time. Tar aikopiano, hyozan asle susekat dampar kobro. Meluya dusre sumanat, te meren moga sundi. Deobare koron, sogle aikopiank.
Sarantle tu fulgo tya bagintle kadun maro guchintle tu sopango fantya che ya subi sarantle tu fulgo tya bagintle kadun maro guchintle सुबित हो संसार मेरा तो तू जो संगा उदी तारा दिवड़ा उस्मार बुला कांसा कितलो सुबित हो संसार मेरा तो तू जो
नमस्कार आणि स्वागत करता हाँ रिची तुमका आयच्या सुशेगा दनपार कोंकणी रेडिओ प्रोग्रामार मुझे सांगात आज मुझो गेस्ट असा लोकन केनी आणि मुझो ईस्ट बॅप्टिस्ट ओके आमका आज लास्ट टाइम भशेन आमका आज थोडे टेक्निकल प्रॉब्लम्स आहात आमचे हेडफोन चलनात देखून आम्ही तिके वडल्यान उलयल्यार या जोरान उलयल्यार म्हणटात पळय तुमकां इल्लें कस जातलें आयकतना सो लोकन वेलकम टू आवर प्रोग्राम दीस इज अ कोंकणी रेडियो प्रोग्राम आय डोंट नो यू आर वेरी फेमिलियर विथ द टर्म कोंकणी ऑर द लँग्वेज कोंकणी
थँक्स फॉर हॅव मी रिचर्ड या माय I don't speak it personally myself, being Irish, but yeah, I'm familiar with it. My wife is Indian, so I'm familiar with it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, so Logan, tell us something about yourself. Where did you grow up?
Well, like I said, I'm originally Irish. So I grew up in Ireland. I've been living in New Zealand for 10 years now. Just coming up on 10 years. And yeah, I have to say, you know, New Zealand is very similar to Ireland. You know, the countryside, the people, the way of life, the weather, you know, just the weather is a bit better here, you know. Yeah, so it's very similar. Grew up in Ireland, lived there for the first 25 years of my life, and then moved to Australia for a little bit and wasn't so keen on Australia and came here for a holiday and never left.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So, but tell me, why are Irish and the Brits always at loggerheads?
Oh, now that's a loaded question there, Richard. I don't think we've got enough of time for that.
That's time for another interview.
I suppose it comes down to the same reason why the Brits and the Indians don't get along so well, you know. only you got your country back. We had to fight for it back.
You had to bomb the parliament or something like that.
Yeah.
So look, you've been here for 10 years and you would have sort of got into different types of trades or different types of businesses. I believe Irish, one out of three, as you mentioned during a coffee chat, that one out of three is an entrepreneur.
Yeah, Ireland, I suppose it's very similar to New Zealand, but in Ireland, one in every three people is self-employed.
Right.
We are very motivated people, and we are very hard-working. We've got a very good work ethic. So, we do tend to do stuff for ourselves, you know. We're not such a fan of working for other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what got you into your present business? How did you get into this? What's your passion?
So, to be honest with you, I fell into my current business.
Right.
So I have a water blasting business. We do building, washing and all water blasting stuff. I fell into it. A friend of mine had a water blasting truck.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for something to do for myself. And so I gave it a go and I quickly realized I didn't have a clue what I was doing. And so I went away and I got a job and worked at it for a year. Mm-hmm. Worked in the industry, figured it out. Figured out how to do it properly and then set up my own business, which has been going now for just short of 5 years.
Right.
So with these type of multi-story buildings slowly coming up in urban centres, the type of business that you are in, which is more to look at maintenance of properties on the exterior, what challenges do you see in that type of business?
Look, that's a good question. I suppose the biggest challenge is education. You know, people don't really understand why a building needs to be washed. Mm. You know, people think that they wash it to keep it clean. What they don't realize is that because we've got timber buildings here with timber cladding or fiber cement cladding, when you paint your building, it's actually a major part of your waterproofing, especially if you've got a plaster building. And so you really need to wash that building every year to get rid of the mold, because the mold will actually attack and eat away at the paint and it will destroy, you know, part of your waterproofing. So you wash your building every year so that you can get rid of the mold and you can help protect the paintwork.
Can you hear Baptist on the phone? No. Tell us this journey of yours from whatever you were doing.
The water blasting.
Yeah, this whatever profession you're doing. How did you slowly get onto this business, and what's the route that you took? Is it, as you mentioned, you went on to for training, or is it something that you wanted to do, or is it something that just fell in your lap?
Yeah, so it very much fell in my lap. But that's not to say I don't have a massive passion for it, because it's really fantastic to take a building that's dirty, has a lot of mold and algae growing on it, and to wash it and make it look like it's just been repainted, you know, for a fraction of the price of painting it. So it's a very satisfying job, you know, when you take a building and you make it nice and clean. And it's not just buildings, you know, whenever you're washing a deck or, you know, a driveway or something like that, it's very, very satisfying. So I very much fell into it, but after realizing that it was something that I wanted to do, I went off and I got a job and worked at it for quite a while and learned the industry and learned how to do it properly and safely and the proper methods and the proper chemicals and detergents to use and the different tips to use while working at the job. And now I have about 4 or 5 guys at the moment presently working for me that do the vast majority of the tool work, so I'm not on the tools anymore really, but it's a very satisfying job, you know, to take a dirty house and make it clean.
Any self-employed job is a very satisfying job, because you're your boss. You set the tone, you set the pace, and you know what to go. Before we get into the next session, I think we're having still some technical problems. I can still hear music in the background. What I would like to understand is this entire exterior maintenance of houses is such an important part of the whole maintenance program of a house. There is the exterior portion, there's the interior portion. What I would like you to sort of tell us is the reason why these exteriors need to be protected. Telling us different materials that are used in houses, which are the ones that require more attention as compared to the ones that require, you know, least attention or maintenance after a longer period of time. So if you could generally explain, and then we can get into more details in the second session of our program.
So that's really a two-part question. So one is how you do it, which is a major part of it. Mm-hmm. And then the second one obviously is, you know, what needs it more than the other type, you know, and why you do it. So the first part is how you do it, you know, so the detergents that you use to do the job. So when you're washing it, a lot of people, well, you know, they'll see their house is dirty and they'll get out their home water blaster and they'll crank it up to 11 and they'll, you know, attack the house. And they use the pressure of the water to clean the house, which is really not the right way to do it, because all you're doing is damaging the paint. You're adding to the problem. When we wash it, we have a detergent mixture that we mix up to suit that particular property that we're working at that time. We mix that up, so in that you've got a surfactant, you've got a soap, you've got a disinfectant, you got a cleaning agent. So you put all of that together, you spray that on the walls, and you let that work in for a period of time, and then you come along with low pressure wide fan, and you basically rinse it off, you know, you wash it off with low pressure. You still use a little bit of pressure, but you know, we can wash a flaky painted house without removing any paint. And so the main part of that detergent, you've obviously got your soap, but you've got your disinfectant in there as well. And so your disinfectant will kill your mold. And it's your mold that does the damage. Your mold will actually eat away through the paint of your house. And you've got algae on there as well. That's not very good for it as well. But the mold is bad for your health. It's bad for the paint. So that's the main thing. So, you know, you can get out your home water blaster. You can save yourself the money of getting a professional in and give yourself a wash, but more than likely the mold is going to come back within a month, because you won't have used the disinfectant. And also you're going to have done damage to the paint, because you'll be using the pressure of the water to clean as opposed to a detergent.
So we'll just take a short break, listen to some music. We'll come to the question of different types of houses that are there in New Zealand, which require more maintenance, why, and which require less maintenance exteriorly, why? Welcome back to Sushegat Dhanpar. You're listening to Sushegat Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. We have with us Loken and my friend Baptist in the studio here. Loken is talking about maintenance of houses, how to keep your house, exterior part of the house, in good condition so that you get a good price and it has a longevity, less amount of cost in looking the after your property. So, Loken, we broke off on the note there are different types of houses, different materials have been used. So which are the ones that you feel should be addressed right away if you have those type of material or exteriors on the house?
And that's a really good question. And so there are different types of exterior cladding that does get affected. And it's mainly the mold that you have to watch for. So your prime candidate is plasterboard. Mm-hmm. So if you have a plasterboard house, you have to have it painted with a special paint. You can't have any cracks or breaks in that paint because water then gets in and it can do a lot of damage. A plaster house is a house that really needs to be washed, you know, every year. It's really, really important that the paint doesn't get damaged or, you know, doesn't have any mold, you know, eat it off.
Are there many houses in New Zealand which have got plaster boards?
Yeah. So there was quite a few.
So they were built maybe in the 50s or the 60s?
No, built in the 90s.
So
all these leaky houses. They're generally made of plasterboard, you know. And so there was a lot in the 90s and the 2000s. And you see them, you know, they're just a flat panel house. They don't have any cladding or grooves in them. So a lot of them were built in the 90s. Another one is hardy board. Mm-hmm. So it's a fiber cement board. And so when they are actually nailed together, when the planks are actually nailed to the frame, the nail sits proud of the board so that it doesn't damage it. And then you actually paint a couple of layers of paint over that, and that's actually your waterproofing. You know, so if that paint gets deteriorated over time, water then can get in around the nail or get into the nail and get into the framing, and it can start to rot. And so that's quite common as well. There's quite a lot of those houses that were built in the late 70s, 80s, and 90s as well, and quite a few single-story houses were built like that. So they're another one that's prone to it as well. Very, very important to
So what type of exterior cleaning that you require for this? Is it the traditional one that you do at the moment, or it requires a special type of cleaning?
Just a traditional one, but it's a good idea that you have it done regularly. So
what intervals are you talking about here?
So if you wash your house every year, your paint will last on average up to 25% longer, which is about 4 to 5 years, mm-hmm. given your standard house. Yesterday I was doing a quote for a lady. She had her house washed every year. The paint was in excellent condition and hadn't been painted since the 70s.
Oh.
You know? And she like that before she even bought the house, but she just washed the house every year and it looked like it had just been painted a couple of years ago, you know? So like staying on top of the maintenance and keeping them washed is mm-hmm. is, you know, really
important.
That's
what you want.
Yeah. What a lot of people don't realize as well is, you know, if you've got a new build house, so a house that's been built in the last 10 years, as part of your warranty on your house, so that's your paint warranty, your master build warranty, your construction warranty, your roof warranty, and the warranty on your gutters, you have to clean them every year. So you have to wash the house every year, you have to do a roof treatment on the roof or wash it, you have to clean your gutters out every year, and you have to be able to, if asked, you have to be able to show proof that it's been done. So if you don't do that, the painting company, the master build warranty, your roofing warranty, they can, you know, decline the claim. You know?
Yeah.
So a lot of people aren't aware of this. When they have a new house, they think, oh, it's brilliant, you know, I don't need to do anything, don't need to wash it for a couple of years, but you actually need to wash it every year for the first 10 years as part of your warranty. Mm-hmm.
So what are the other types of houses? You mentioned about two of them. One is hardy, one is the...
Plaster.
Yeah. What are the other types of houses which will require lesser amount of exterior maintenance?
So a lesser amount would be your brick or your brick facade type houses. What we get a lot with them is we get a lot of algae growing on them. And so you can wash them. So when we're washing a house, it's called a soft wash. So anything that's painted is called a soft wash. So basically what you're doing with a soft wash is you're putting a detergent down and then you're washing that, washing it off. Anything that's not painted, so brick facade, you actually are water blasting it. So it's the same if you've got a timber fence or a concrete driveway or a timber deck, it's actually water blasting. Mm-hmm. So that can be quite expensive to do, especially on a house. So an alternative to do is to actually do a moss and wall treatment or a roof treatment. And because the brick is so porous, you spray the treatment on the walls and it actually soaks into the brick and it will then kill off all the mold and it will clean itself over time. So the moss and mold treatment is a wet and forget type product that will clean over time. It's a slow cleaning agent that will clean over about 6 to 9 months with the help of wind and rain. So the best time to do any of these types of services is actually going into wintertime. A lot of people won't do them until they come out of hibernation at the end of winter. And they come outside and the deck is a bit slippery and the house is a bit dirty and they think, oh, brilliant, let's get the deck a wash and let's give the house a wash. But actually, the right time to do it is actually going into wintertime. You spray your moss and mold treatment on the roof. The rain reactivates it every time it rains and then it washes the dirt down off the roof. And it's the same with, washing the house. You want to kill off that mold before it suddenly explodes over winter with the damp weather,
Well, so you made a very interesting point. You're saying that you need to get into your maintenance program when the winter sets in.
Before the winter. And it's really good as well because, autumn time after the leaves have fallen, it's a good idea to get in there and give the gutters a clean out. So we actually do packages where we will go in, we'll wash the house, do a roof treatment and clean the gutters all under one package. So then you've got your gutters cleaned going into wintertime so they're free flowing. Mm-hmm. Because what a lot of people don't realize with gutters is they're actually lower at the back than they are at the front. So when they overflow, they don't overflow out the front, they overflow out the back. And because they're nailed to your fascia board, when they overflow, it actually goes inside your soffit and eaves, and then it runs along your ceiling. Your insulation soaks it all up, and your insulation gets really damp, and then it creates mold in the ceilings. Mm-hmm. And that's why, as part of the Healthy Homes that's coming in, the Healthy Homes Act that's coming in that the government have brought in, you now have to have your gutters clear and free-flowing because they've realised that it's actually a major contributor to damp houses and mould in houses.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a break again and we'll talk about roofs and gutters before we come back again.
This is where you get in the declimatization and all those things. Roof. Roof.
Jeevan saale ye kare
Welcome back to Shishaka Dhanpar. You're listening to Shishaka Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. We have with us our guest, Lokan, and my dear friend Richard, as always. And we left Lokan with one question as, what do we do with our roof and gutters? So he was trying to explain to us how it is important not only to clean the house, but your roof also has to be well maintained as well as the gutter. So would you like to throw some light on that, Lokan?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Okay, so when you're looking after your roof and your gutters, a lot of people try to find shortcuts to, you know, looking after their gutters. They try to put in leaf screens or brushes or foam or all that kind of stuff. There's no real shortcut. A lot of those things don't really work very well. Whether it's you or whether you hire somebody, but somebody's got to get up there once a year and they've got to clean out the gutters. The reason being is once a year, autumn comes around, the leaves fall, They come on the roof, they go in the gutters, they block the gutters up. So once a year, they got to be cleaned out. There's no real shortcut for it. If you're in a particularly bad area, like out in Tidirangi or somewhere like that, out west, then sometimes you've got to do it twice a year. Yeah, because it can be quite bad. Mm. So somebody's got to get up there and clean them out, because like I said, once they're full, they overflow backwards and they overflow into the soffits and eaves, and the water gets into the house, especially if you've got internal gutters, because those gutters are already inside
the house.
So when it comes to your roof then, so the easiest thing that you can do is do a roof treatment.
Right.
You know, it's the cheapest thing you can do to protect the most important part of your house, which is the roof. The roof is the bit that keeps the water out, the rain out, you know?
Definitely.
So just once a year or once every 2 years, spray a roof treatment on it. Again, it's like a wet-and-forget product.
Mm-hmm.
You just spray it on. It's slow cleaning agent. Cleans over time with the help of wind and rain. Kills off all the lichen, and it will clean the roof over time. So no matter what type of roof you have, whether you've got a corrugated iron, you've got a concrete tile, you've got a terracotta tile, you've got a Decorum Mastiff, whatever type you've got, you know, the roof treatment will help that roof in one way or another. So if it's concrete tile, you get a lot of moss that grows up between the tiles and up between the seating and the capping, and it will actually break it open, and you can get leaks in the roof. So the roof treatment will kill off all the moss that grows up. If you've got a corrugated iron, you get a lot of lichen that grows on there, and so the lichen roots into the coating of the steel. And what a lot of people will do themselves is they'll get their home water blaster out, they'll give the roof a wash with the water blaster, but really you need to kill the lichen first of all, because what happens is if you wash it off without killing it, it will actually take the coating that it's rooted into with it. So we always recommend killing it first. So this year do a roof treatment, next year then wash it.
Right, so it kills it. You have to kill it basically before actually washing it.
Yeah, because what it does is it roots into the coating, and then the reason why you need to get rid of it is because it's actually, the roof will start to rust underneath it, and you don't even see it happening. You know, the lichen holds moisture, and then that will start to rust away underneath it. So it's really important that you kill it first. Otherwise, you're taking the coating off.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, you not only maintain the roof, you also see that you protect the roof. So you have some ways of protecting the roof? Like, for example, if you paint the roof.
Yeah, so I've got another business called roofpainter.co.nz.
Yeah.
Basically, it goes hand in hand with the water blasting, you know. One person goes up there, washes it. Another person goes up there, paints it. And so we can actually save a lot of, you know, metal roofs, whether it be pressed metal tile, Decorum Mastiff or corrugated iron. We can actually, if they're rusty, we can actually save them. So what we do is we go up there, we'll clean back the rust, we'll put a rust inhibitor on there, and so that will turn the rust into a solid metal again, and will kill off the rust, and then we put down a galvanized coating, and then we'll put two top coats of paint on top of that. And so we can actually quite often save a rusty roof for a portion of the price of actually replacing the roof.
So in the city today, Loken, water is a precious commodity.
Yeah.
And a large amount of water is used in cleaning the exterior of the house or even the roofs of the house. How do you manage the cost of water? Because that's an additional cost that goes to the owner.
So, Richard, that's an excellent question. And the first thing I would say is I would actually have to correct you. It's a perception that we use a lot of water. In actual fact, we don't. It looks like we use a lot of water because we're out there and we're spraying water all over the place. So when the water restrictions came in just over a year ago, Water Care actually cut all of our industry off the taps. They said, you know, you're a heavy user of water. You need to actually stop, right? Mm. And so all the water blasting companies got together and formed an association called the ECIA, which is Exterior Cleaner Industry Association, which I'm actually on the board of. I'm the treasurer. And we actually lobbied Water Care and we said, look, we're actually not a high user of water. We're actually a low user of water. And we we got all the data together and we showed them, and they actually realized, you know, that we were. So they allowed us back onto the taps again. Mm-hmm. So what happened was we got together, we talked to them about it, we showed that we were a low user of water. And then, you know, the perception that the public have is that we're a high water user, because when we're washing, we're spraying a lot of water around the place. So one of the most common questions I get asked when I'm booking in a job is, do you bring water with us? Mm. You know, do you bring our own water? How much water do we use? What does it cost? So when we go to wash, we'll say your house, Richard, we will actually bring with us 400 litres of water. So every job that we go to, we bring 400 litres of water. Mm-hmm. And that's mainly just to help with the water restrictions. Up until recently, my company still, 60% of all our water was still non-potable water. So we would actually collect water from a source and we would bring it to site ourselves. So we went above and beyond to help with the water restrictions. So when people ring up and they book in a job and they ask us, oh, how much water will you use? How much will it be? So when we wash an average house, your average 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom house, we use about 1,000 litres of water. So we'll bring 400 litres with us. And when we get on site, we'll then hook up to the tap on site, mm-hmm. and we'll use the additional water from the homeowner. Now, another question we get asked is, you know, how much is that going to cost a homeowner? Mm. So 1,000 litres of water to a homeowner costs a homeowner $1.79. Now, you don't have to take my word for that. You can take a look at your bill. It's on every single bill that you get in from Watercare. So it's a very insignificant amount of, you know, cost. And because we do soft washing, we actually use very little water. There's a perception that we're using a lot of water because we're spraying it all over the place. But actually, with soft washing, we use very, very little water. It's a very fine mist, mm-hmm. That we spray on the house just to rinse the house down.
So along with water, you use a lot of chemicals, you use a lot of washing material. Now, the current government, as well as the Greens Party, and a lot of them are getting onto this bandwagon of, you know, being environmentally friendly. How good or safe is the material that you use to maintain the ecological balance?
Another very good question, Richard. So our chemicals that we use are all salt-based, so they're all dissolvable in water. Mm. So it's very, very good for the environment. So when you mix it up with water, it just dissolves over time. So our mixture, our chemical mixture, when we mix it up, if we don't use it within 24 hours, it literally reverts back to just water. Mm. So it's a cost that we have, so we've got to make sure that we use it when we mix it up,
right.
Because it's salt based. Mm. But it's fine for the environment. It's not a problem, and it's not going to kill your plants or your trees or your grass or anything like that.
If it flows into the ground as such, it doesn't happen. Anything goes wrong.
Yet. It doesn't have any effect on it.
Mm-hmm. So in fact, it ties back to your earlier response where you say that you plan your exterior cleaning just at the setting of winter or before the setting of winter. Because then there'll be lesser consumption of water because it's a natural process you will leave through rain, etc., to wash down everything and the chemicals to properly mix with the exterior of the building. Is that understanding right?
Yeah, exactly. So with a lot of our cleaning agents, they actually work with the weather. So like I was saying with the roof treatment, every time it rains, it will reactivate the treatment again. So it means that we're not getting up there, you know, water blasting a roof when we can just put a roof treatment on it going into wintertime. And then when it rains, it will rework every single time it rains, which will be almost every day in the wintertime, you know.
So, in fact, I should make an apology on air because when I sent out that little bit of intimation to our listeners, I said that, hey, here is Loken Kinney here with us today, and you need to listen to what he's talking so that you can prepare when summer sets in to get your house cleaned.
It's the other way around.
Okay. So my apologies, listeners, that I didn't tell you the actual truth behind how to keep your house clean and tidy. So Loken, if people had to get in touch with you and if they have to find courts, where would they actually get in touch with you?
So the best way to get in contact with us is to give us a call on our phone number, 0800 number, which is 0800 900 152, or get onto our website, which is www.prowaterblasting.co.nz. We actually offer quite a lot of packages for wintertime, because we are trying to entice people to take up our services at that time of year, because that's the best time of year to do it. So we've put together some really good packages, about 50% off at the moment, in wintertime, but that's only up to the end of winter, because like I said, people come out of hibernation in spring and they want to get all their work done. So if you jump onto our website, you'll see all our packages, or if you just want to get a price for one of our services, you can actually go onto our website. There's a quote generator on there, and you just put in what your house is, what services you're after, and it will tailor a quote exactly to you, to your needs.
Wow, that's great.
So this is a bit of a curly for you, Logan. Your wife is a Goan.
Yeah.
She cannot speak Konkani, and you too cannot speak Konkani.
No.
But food is the common bonding material. What's the best that she cooks?
Oh, look, she does some really good curries. Like, I'm a big fan of curries, like, you know, and she'll do a lot of them from scratch. Last night we had a seguala, which she cooked, a spinach curry.
Yeah, spinach.
Seguala. Yeah.
But that's not Goan. No.
No.
Tell me what's Goan.
So the Goan food is actually very similar to the Irish food, because, you know, both are very Christian and Catholic cultures. So roasts. A lot of, like, we do a lot of Sunday roasts. Mm-hmm. So roast vegetables, roast chicken, or roast turkey, or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would have grown up with, and that's what she would have grown up with as well.
She doesn't prepare the spicy vindaloo.
Ah, yeah, look,
Okay.
Yeah, no? she does. Funny thing is, I'm better able for the spice than she is.
Okay. What about sorpotel? Have you heard about it?
No. What's that?
Okay, Richard, can you want to talk more about that
I thought you knew it better. You asked the question. Well, sorpotel is another variety of pork meat.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not the bigger in Vindaloo. You'll get a chunky pieces of pork, but in sorpotel it is a bit more, and it is sort of like pickled, in the sense it's cooked and seasoned for some period of time, so it tastes much more better.
So today you go and ask your wife to cook sorpotel for
I go home and I'll tell her.
It was a great time to chat with you. I hope our listeners catch on to your contact details. Hope they come out of hibernation before the summer sets. Baptist, you wanted to say something?
Logan has some good packages for our customers, so he could.
I think he mentioned that.
You mentioned that?
He did mention it.
So if you have something like within a week, 10 days, people call you, you have something special for them now, today?
Well, our winter pack actually did come to an end at the end of July.
That's today.
So I'll extend it. Yeah. Anybody that rings up or wants to get onto our website, I'll extend it for another 2 to 3 weeks.
Fantastic. Yeah. And what is the package cost like, basically, for a 3-bedroom house, roof, the gutters, and the wall? You have a package, right?
Can you just
give us a rough idea?
Yeah, so we'll actually do it on pretty much any house. Okay. So any size house, your house wash, your gutter clean, and your roof treatment is $500 plus GST, which is about 50% off. Normally in peak season, that's about $1,000 to get all that done.
There you go.
So that's an indication of what it will cost you to elongate
approximately. And it's not very expensive as such. And all these things can be done, and you can maintain your house and extend the longevity of the house.
Exactly. And anybody that books in that package this time, we'll honor that price, and we'll do it again for them next year as well.
Oh, fantastic. That's additional.
Fantastic.
So thanks a lot, Logan. Thanks for coming on the radio. We didn't have a great chat that because of this technical problem. But I think we should have you again next time.
Yeah. I'd love to have a chat with you about the other businesses.
Definitely. We can do that.
The property renovation one is quite interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much, Lokan. Thank you, Rick.
Kapala, umo divun komal gala. Ilo damur tuja kapala, umo तू कसल्या नावाचे तू